Spring, getting through the winter months.
Spring's coming.
Yeah, winter is a drag sometimes.
Oh, it's,
yeah,
our
moods
tough.
Get all crazy. You never know what's going on with that. Joining us this morning is the Executive Director for the Lorain County Board of Mental Health, Charlie Neff, who joins us. Charlie, these winter blues are going on awful long this year, don't you think?
I don't know about you, but I'm ready for spring.
Yeah. Well, I think Mother Nature every once in a while throws us like a warm day, some sunshine, so we have some hope, and then hits us again. But, you know, a lot of times through the winter months, depression sets in or people's moods just change. Do the use of mental health services during, you know, October through March, do they increase at all? Is there any kind of data showing any sort of up and down times of the years where things are more needed than others?
Yeah, we do, actually. You know, there's actually a condition called seasonal affective disorder, and it comes from extended periods of time where we don't have a lot of sunshine and things like that. And it does actually have an effect on chemicals that the body produces and can actually increase incidence of depression. And it's treatable through like light therapy and things like that.
I wonder if the vitamin D or something has something a lot to do with it. But I guess, you know, proper eating, nutrition, that has a lot of effect on our moods too. So
Sure. We
already know that. We're talking with you today because you've got something new on your the website, the mental health screening. It's sort of an online screening. Talk about why you decided to put something like that up and what's the benefit of that.
Well, a lot of people live every day with depression, and they might be experiencing things like fatigue and apathy or having problems with their sleep or unable to concentrate, and they may not even realize that they could be depressed. And we know that the lifetime risk for depression is about 17%. And we know from statistics that in Ohio, for example, around 9% of the adult population experiences depression, and that's a clinical depression. Not just that I'm having a bad day, but you have something that's gone on for 2 weeks or is having an impact on your ability to function. And so what we thought we would do would be to put a tool on our website that would allow people to answer a few questions in a confidential and private way to find out if they might be depressed, and if so, how to get help for that.
Charlie, can you give us a sample of some of those questions?
Oh, I would have to open it up, but it has to do with have you experienced changes in things like you're sleeping, or you're having problems getting sleep, or are you sleeping too much? Has there been a major change in, you know, the way you are able to function in your life and things like that?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now, and there's a part of the screening. It offers you a chance to sort of tell you how you feel, or you can sort of select maybe a certain type of screening. And one of the things interesting here, it says somewhere, it says I've been, and then it says deeply troubled by a traumatic event, which would be kind of a, you know, if there was a death, or maybe there was some sort of an accident or something, or you've heard about something. And then it asks you a little bit about your age, you know, gender, your marital status. But you get a lot of all these things, ethnicity, these all play into a effect of diagnosis, right? Because there's certain things that if you have family support, there's probably different treatments or ways that things will affect you then, right?
Right, and we know that certain life events can trigger a depressive episode. Certainly anybody who's been exposed to a traumatic event is naturally maybe more prone to having issues and dealing with those. And I think it's important to note that this screening's not designed to take the place of a diagnostic interview with a clinician, but it's only to say that there is a probability that it would be a good idea to seek help with based on the answers that we get. And I think it's important that we try to tailor this survey so that it does not ask you to identify who you are, and nothing is tracked other than that somebody took the survey. And if as a result of the answers provided to the survey, then it will direct the individual to appropriate help that is available right here in Lorain County.
There's no pass-fail in a screening, right? It's something because somebody will take it just because they have a inkling of something. This also gives a self-evaluation in a way because it allows somebody to take time to sort of, as you are asking the questions on the online screening, the person themselves are asking that of themselves and determining what's really going on in my life, and it kind of gives them a chance then, I guess, you know, to get a clear idea of why they might be feeling that way.
Yeah, and it also, if, for example, you have an adolescent child that you're concerned about, you could take the survey from your perspective of what they're experiencing and what they're doing to see if it might be a good idea to seek help for them. So it is a way to do that kind of thing, but it's also a way to try to make sure that if people suspect that they may have depression, that this might reinforce that and help them in seeking out the services that will help and are available in the community. And I want to stress that these services in the community are supported by the Board of Mental Health at our contract agencies. And so services are available to people regardless of their ability to pay for those services. We want to make sure that people don't fail to take advantage of the services they need because they think they can't afford them because they're very, very affordable. And we're able to only do that because we have the support of the taxpayers in Lorain County on our levy. But that's how we use those levy funds, is to offset the cost of services. You know, even if somebody has insurance and, say, a $30 copay per visit, if you're only going to see your doctor twice a year, that's not really a burden. But if you're going to counseling sessions every week for a period of time, that can really be a burden on a budget. And so that's what we do, is help offset those costs for folks so that they can get the care they need.
Charlie, is there a typical time frame for helping someone get out of that depressive state? And how important is maintenance after that?
Well, I want to qualify that I'm not a physician, but I know that depression is extremely treatable through a combination, and this would be up to the therapist and the physician involved in the case to use a combination of counseling around the life events that may have triggered the episode, and then also some medication therapies that can counteract some of the symptoms and the chemical imbalance that may be leading to the depression. So I don't know that there's a typical length of time, but it's, you know, the initial probably would be something on the order of 8 to 10 sessions or something like that. Some cases may need more, some cases may need less. There may be some ongoing maintenance medications and things like that. I mean, it's like, I have high blood pressure, so I take medications, and that's not something I'm going to quit taking because it's managing those symptoms.
We're talking today with Charlie Neff, Executive Director of the Lorain County Board of Mental Health, again, about their online screening. Talk about how you're feeling. Again, this is just sort of a screening tool, not to meant to really diagnose, but it kind of gives somebody a little bit of information so they can kind of express what they're feeling after coming through the mental health screening. If people want to get to this, I guess they go to your website, lcmhb.org, and they can take a look at all the services that you're tied in with, as well as maybe take part in this anonymous screening. Again, our guest today, Charlie Neff. Charlie, thanks for spending some time with us. Appreciate it today.
You're welcome. And the other thing I'd like to say, if I could, is that we made some efforts in working with the company that developed the screening tool itself, so that if somebody, as a result of the survey responses, indicate they may be depressed based on their age, we wanted to connect them to the agencies in the community that work with that age group. So if this is related to somebody under 18, there are agencies that work with youth, and there are agencies that work with adults. There are agencies that work with both. So we made an effort to make sure that we don't send people off on, oh, here's a big list of places to go. and they start getting frustrated because they don't call the right place. But, you know, we're really trying to connect people to the right place the first time so that they can get the right service.
That's what a screening is about, kind of screening down from infinite decisions and possibilities to sort of tailoring it to what would work best for their situation. You also, I see, have it available in Spanish, too. A lot of people in Lorain County maybe more comfortable with that, but it gives people the chance to kind of maybe do it in the privacy if they don't feel comfortable at this point speaking with somebody. It's a way to get an idea of why they're feeling the way they're feeling and what is out there as well. Charlie Neff with the Lorain County Board of Mental Health, thanks for sharing the time with us, and we'll talk with you again. Thank you.